Hello, everybody. And one more video for you. I'm kind of catching up on all my videos before Christmas and before I spend time with my daughter. I just picked her up from the airport this morning, but they flew so early that she has gone for a nap. So I'm catching up and doing some work. So we are looking at the Cancer full moon today. This is the last new or full moon of the year, and then we'll be moving into 2024. Other videos I've done are I did a video for the actual Capricorn ingress, the sun's movement into Capricorn on the solstice, and I also did do my week ahead videos, so check them all out. And before I dive into this, let's remind you to subscribe to my channel and to give me a thumbs up and leave me a comment. And also check out my private membership community, The Nest. The doors to that opened on December the 14th on my birthday, and I am closing access to new members on January the 1st for the new year. And when Mercury goes direct, they'll probably reopen again in June sometime. But I really wanted to create this kind of huddled, safe, nurturing space and community, and that's much easier if people kind of get to know each other and collect. So anyway, that's in the description below. Now then, pull a card for this Cancer full moon. This full moon is on December the 26th. It's at 7:33 p.m. Eastern, which is actually on the 27th Universal time, very early in the morning. So for those of you in the UK and other places in Europe and in Australia and New Zealand, this will be on December the 27th. And it's a Cancer full moon at 4 degrees and 58 minutes of Cancer, so almost 5 degrees. But before we look at the astrology, I am going to pull a card as usual. And this card is from a deck that I am getting to know a bit. The people who designed the Tridivia deck, Tridivia tarot deck, sent me a copy of the deck. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. In return for me offering you a discount if you like the look of the deck and want to buy it. So I'm going to be using this for a while to get to know it. I kind of like the styling because I like the witchy black magic of this deck, and it's got these beautiful gold edges and the beautiful design on the back of the cards, and they do feel nice in the hand. So they are a nice deck. So feel. So if they resonate, if the deck resonates with you, then check it out. There's a 10% discount using my link. I like the back of the book as well. It says Fortune favors the brave. Okay. And this is the book with it. All right. And it comes in the beautiful box too, of course. So, okay. So this card jumped out. So I'm going to look at that in a second and pull one more. And then we'll look at the full moon. So, for the last full moon of 2023, as we move into a year of great change with Pluto moving into Aquarius and with Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, and is that it? Everything's changing signs in 2025. So, in 2024, there's a lot of energy moving towards the end of signs as well. So, there we go. There's the other card. Oh, how this is funny. You'll see why in a minute. If you've watched any of my other videos, you will know why it's funny. The second card to jump out, I'm going to save the other one as a surprise, is the Nine of Swords reversed. And I pulled that on, I think, on the Capricorn Ingress video. The thing I've found with the Swords cards is that reversed is really often kind of the nicer energy of Swords. Swords cards can be a little bit challenging. But anyway, this is reversed. So the Nine of Swords, even though you do not feel good inside, You are trying to put a brave face and not let anyone see the fact that you're experiencing inner turmoil. Try, oh, nope, that was that one, sorry. Try sharing your feelings with someone, and you will be surprised how a simple change of perspective can help you feel better. You are on the right path because you recognized your negative thought patterns, which means you are on the path to overcoming them. And there's an affirmation. So, by observing my thoughts, I distance my true nature from my cluttered mind and obtain peace. Actually, I think it was a different one. I think I got the Ten of Swords and the Page of Swords in the other one. So, we're getting a lot of swords, which makes sense when I look at the astrology. I will talk about that in a minute. Oh, and guess what? We got another swords reversed, Seven of Swords. Let me hold it up so that you can look at it. And reversed again. I'll show you both the swords, both the cards again in a minute. So this is, if you are keeping secrets from someone, now is the best time to come clean in order to move in the right direction. You might feel like you're not completely honest, possibly in your relationship. So it's time to reflect on your integrity with your true self. Be candid with yourself and others, and realize that that living by your principles is priceless. Choose the path that brings you more peace. So the affirmation is, I am being true to myself and others. So let me hold those two cards up again, and then we'll look at the chart, and I will tell you why I am not surprised I got two reversed swords cards and why they keep showing up over and over. So let's dive in and look at the chart. Well, I've mentioned it in my blog and on a couple of other things, but this is the chart for the full moon, the last full moon. You can see that the moon is at 4 degrees 58 opposing the sun. I'm just going to highlight this as well. A full moon is always an opposition, the moon opposing the sun, and that's when they're at their brightest. So it's heightened energy. Another thing to mention is that the moon is in her home sign of Cancer and is always out of bounds in the sign of Cancer. So it's a very big full moon emotionally. But why did I say I'm not surprised that I keep picking swords cards? Because we have no significant air in this chart. But luckily, by the time of this at full moon, we do have Vesta retrograding back into air sign Gemini, and we have asteroid Hygieia and Centaur Cariclo in Aquarius and the South Node in Libra. But if we only look at the main planets, the big 10 right out to Pluto, Sun, Moon right out to Pluto, we have no air element. So we have no significant air in the chart, and the swords in the tarot are air. So it's kind of like, two reverse cards. It's kind of like all our thoughts are oppressing us. We're dense. We're in this energy of earth and water with significant fire as well, kind of burning over the top. It's all very volatile. We've seen, I'm recording this on December the 19th, and we've got the earthquake, sorry, the volcano erupting in Iceland. We had an earthquake in China. We had a big storm along the east coast as well of the USA. It all feels very dense and earthy, and like the earth is grumbling and rumbling and thundering and speaking. And so, that means there's a lot of thinking going on inside. So, if you want a reminder of those cards, go and look up the listen again, or look up the Seven and Nine of Swords. The other thing is that this is a full moon, and the sun is in Capricorn and coming up against Centaur Pholus here, which is the Pandora's box. This will make sense when we look at the symbols as well. But in a way, Cancer Capricorn is very much about safety, security. And Capricorn is the structures of our lives. And so it feels like we are kind of Our sense of safety and security is being a little bit challenged on this full moon. It could also bring up some stuff in family matters, with Cancer being the home and family, and this being the rules and kind of the patriarchy. It just feels like we're kind of really going up against some things at the moment. And I know I've talked about, I'm kind of proud that I'm going up against a lot of patriarchal stuff at the moment, but we still have to remember to be true to ourselves and others, and to focus on the moon, the safety and security, and self-care and self-love. So a reminder as well that, there may be some stuff come up. Cancer as well is ancestral patterns, and this is kind of the patriarchal kind of thing. So there may be some deep memories coming up. The moon is memory, so you might be remembering some old patterns. The holidays can bring that up, either because you're around the people that kind of activate those patterns, or just being in that energy as well. So, and it's just the day after Christmas. The other intense thing about this full moon is that Chiron stations direct just shortly after this full moon on the same day here in the USA. So literally, Chiron is at a standstill from our perspective in the sign of Aries. So as the holidays can do, some old wounds might be opening up. So again, pay attention to those thoughts and share your feelings and what's going on inside with somebody, and how you can kind of perhaps change some perspective. It's a good idea to also do some inner journaling, things like that. You could really kind of be honest with yourself first, and choose into it around things that are coming up for you. Now, the other reason that, so Chiron, identity wounds, and of course, I like Chiron. He's got that shaman healing quality. But sometimes, the wound kind of, we need to, the wound gets opened a little bit before we can attend to it and put salve on it and nurture it. So, but we also have Jupiter here. Jupiter is stationing direct as well, right after this full moon on the 30th. So Jupiter's also at a standstill and is pretty much at the same degree as this full moon. So we've got this wedge pattern going to Jupiter. Well, actually, we have more than a wedge pattern, because we have Saturn in Pisces over here. So we've kind of got this bucket pattern of Earth, water, and Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn. Jupiter over here in Taurus, really in a sextile aspect to Saturn, because Saturn's moving fast now. He's gaining speed, and Jupiter's at a standstill, so they're moving towards an aspect. I'm not sure if it'll ever get exact, but it's close enough. You can see that Saturn is almost at 3 degrees here, and then to the moon. So we've kind of got this earth and water kind of envelope pattern that's all speaking to each other. And it's very dense, very somatic. A lot of old memories may be coming up, being triggered again by probably by the holidays, even if you don't actually celebrate Christmas, if you are of a different persuasion. This is that time of year where these things often come up, because we see, family members that may bring things up and so on. And then I do want to mention that we've still got this Earth Grand Trine. Hecate is now retrograde, so it's going to spend a lot longer in Virgo. Hecate, the way shower, my Hecate here, holds her lamp up. She's got the keys to the kingdoms of mind, body, and spirit. She shows you the direction in life. This is in Virgo, the sign of the priestess, the sign of being one who is whole unto herself. And interestingly, I'm doing this little fun thing over the holidays. Hopefully I have time, run by somebody called Jenny Heston, called the Omen Days. And I just want to she came up with an acronym for the word witch, saying women in total, or woman in total control of herself. And that feels like Virgo. This is, it's not just for women really, but this is Virgo. This is getting the details. This is Virgo's quite controlled. Virgo is very humble. Virgo is very detail oriented, and it's very holistic, mind, body, and spirit. And really, this is opposing Saturn. So we've got the Earth Grand Trine, where we've had the Star of David pattern. The moon is briefly igniting the Water Grand Trine again. So it's really the last blast of this Star of David that has taken us right through the Sagittarius new moon to this Cancer full moon. That does portend some healing and balance, but it's all very dense, as I said. Earth, water. We do have significant fire, and I'll look at that in a minute. But Chiron is at that standstill. So, kind of our passions are kind of weighted down. And it feels like we are at that standstill. We've just had the solstice, which is literally still sun for 3 days. That was on the 21st or 22nd, no matter where you were. The sun is beginning to gain some light. The day's getting a little bit longer in the northern hemisphere, but we're still kind of at this. And I don't know about you. I enjoy the holidays on the day, but because I enjoy spending time with my little family. But I also get a bit frustrated because it feels like nothing is getting done. All right. So it feels like we're a bit stuck. Chiron station, Jupiter stationing, no air, no significant air. So there's a lot of processing and thinking. And I remind you again of these cards, particularly the Nine of Swords. This discomfort inside, and these feelings inside that we're probably kind of holding into ourselves. A lot of negative thought patterns may come up because of whatever's being triggered. And you may not be keeping secrets intentionally, but you may be keeping secrets from yourself. This is kind of what's coming up for me with that Seven of Swords, like you perhaps not quite being honest with yourself as well. So there may be things that need to be spoken, at least in a journal or to a therapist or something, that need to come out around this period. Other things I want to mention for this full moon, though, which is Boxing Day in the December the 26th. It'll still be Boxing Day where I am, and on the East Coast in the USA. Most people in the US don't call it Boxing Day, but we do. We Brits do, and other people do. But other things I want to mention are that we do have the North Node at 22 degrees, which is a master number. This really feels like we're kind of being pushed towards autonomy, towards real kind of taking a stand for ourselves, for who we are. Aries is very much I am. So that adds to Chiron stationing direct. We can also see now that Eris and the North Node are more than 2 degrees apart. The North Node will continue to move towards Pisces because retrograde motion is usual for the nodes. And Eris is very slowly going to move away this way. She has a 500 and something orbit, so she's there for a while. And 22 is a master number, the master builder. So that's kind of really relevant too. And now the other thing worth Definitely worth mentioning is that we have Pluto solidly at that anaretic degree of Capricorn. He's going to be there until January the 20th, which is when the sun moves into Aquarius, and we kind of get this sun Pluto conjunction right after. at 0 degrees Aquarius, which, if you did my 2024 preview, you would know is a really hot degree. That's still available for download, by the way, on my website. But aneretic degrees are critical degrees. They're kind of like no man's land. Feels like we're really coming to the end of some very great change and transformation and turmoil, but we're kind of finishing up and mopping up and digging deep and chucking out what finishing chucking out what we don't need and so on. So that's a tense moment. And then to this bit of fire over here, the Sun and Mercury have changed places since the solstice, where we had a solstice day, zero Capricorn Kazemi, with Mercury conjunct the Sun. But now Mercury's gone back into Sagittarius, has passed over the galactic center again, picking up some new information, some new knowledge that might be adding to that kind of tension with those swords reversed, of like, what am I going to do with this new information kind of thing. And Mercury and Mars are fast approaching a conjunction. Excuse me while I get this cat onto my lap. There we go. She wants some cuddles. It's a bit cold here in Utah today. And so this could indicate some sharp words, some truths being spoken directly that might cut to the bone. You might be the recipient or you might be the giver. I'm just say, just be kind, because those two are very close together and that conjunction happens shortly after the full moon. So it's almost there on the full moon. You can see they're less than 2 degrees apart and moving towards each other. Another thing I like, though, on this full moon is that Ceres, what nurtures us, is at 13 degrees, which is the number of the goddess or the witch or the woman in total control of herself. And so Ceres is saying, find that freedom to be fully you, find that freedom to explore what nourishes and nurtures your autonomy. And so really step into that. Because there's no air at all in the chart, yes, we have significant fire. This is really a very yin, feminine full moon. And it's very feelingy, very receptive, lots of memories coming up, all that kind of energy. So it's a pretty big full moon. And the fact that it is just the day after Christmas Day, we'll be feeling it on Christmas Day, which could be a little bit of a challenge. All right. So be wary of that and maybe just have a quiet one. We're having a real quiet one. But be wary of sharp words, especially with that Mercury Mars coming together. That could be a little bit mean, but it can also mean awarenesses that come into you, like, ah, that's the truth that I've not been acknowledging. All right. And you may come to that by just thoughts or by what something says. Now, this is at 4 degrees, and the number four is a number of practicality, organization, patience, devotion, application. The four is a very stable number and it's a number of high morals. And so, this is a call to my mind to really step into that somatic embodiment that I keep talking about. If you feel yourself getting a bit frustrated with that Chiron station in fiery Aries and that Mercury Mars conjunction coming together, then go for a walk or sit and do a very deep grounding meditation or do Alexander technique constructive rest. That's an excellent thing for it as well. So if you don't know what that is, just Google it or there's lots on YouTube. So I'm going to cut this fairly short because, I've said quite a lot already, but it is a big full moon and it is a challenging time of year. And it does have this call to really explore those things that are coming up, the secrets that are coming up, the triggers that you're hiding from yourself, but find a healthy out let for them over the holidays, okay? And speak truth into a journal and save them up perhaps for when you see your therapist or when you have a friend you can share them with. So let's look at the symbols. So I'm going to actually start with John Sandbach, the Chandra symbols. And I'm going to read his Omega symbol as well, because I'm finding they work very well together. So a statue of ice sitting in the desert, it doesn't melt. Now Capricorn, where the sun is, a very cold sign, okay? And then he says, you are able to go your own way with such persistence that you completely ignore anything that is not supportive to your agendas. You don't fit in, but this can be a tremendous blessing, offering to others a vision of new and freer ways of being. The problem is that sometimes you won't let yourself feel things you've denied or are afraid of. You must in time come to terms with these. And the Chandra symbol kind of works with this. And that is a trapdoor under a rug, a secret escape route, a need to hide sometimes, Cancer shell, right? To get away from it all, to seek retreat in a place of privacy where the self can be the self and rest for a time from having to always resist the coercions of the world. The statue of ice refuses to be dominated by the sun, refuses to meet the expectations of what it should do. A tremendous resistance, that four as well, right, in this degree. A tremendous desire and ability to be true to oneself and maintain one's integrity, either by out and out disobedience to seeming laws and inevitabilities, or by simply disappearing. Now, the Pleiadian symbol, which is the reworded Sabian symbol, is coming to a fork in the road. A man has a surprising realization. Fork in the road, Hecate there. But, you know, overall, this just seems to me that you need some of that self-care. You need some of that alone time. You need to go back in your shell. Cancer's very, very persistent too, by the way. And this has a sense of, yes, ignoring anything that's not supportive to your agenda. But it might just be for the day. But, okay, the problem is, as it says, sometimes you won't let yourself feel things you've denied or afraid of. You must in time come to terms with these. Okay. So that talks about those reversed things, the things you might be hiding from yourself. All right. It's kind of a tough full moon, really, to have on a holiday, but I'm sure you can, lots of self-care, making sure, you know, if it all gets a bit much, you kind of take yourself out of a situation to go for a walk, have a little bit of alone time, that kind of thing. The Sabian symbol for the sun at Cancer 5 is this is Linda Hill's rewording of it, and I prefer it, but at a railroad crossing, a car races with a train. It's otherwise known as the train wreck degree, because the Cancer refers to the individual, okay, and Capricorn kind of refers to society in a nutshell. Okay, so, you know, her interpretation is, where do you find yourself rubbing up against others? Oh, I'm just going to stop there and remind you to subscribe and check out the links and all those kind of things. But anyway, Linda Hill says, where do you find yourself rubbing up against others? The government, bureaucracy, the status quo. By observing it today, you might get some more insights into how this whole thing works or why you might want to take on the battle. Now, that can be the family patterns too, right? Okay. This symbol implies the desire or the ability to compete with or take on society, as if life were a race or something to be conquered in some way. The car is a vehicle for the individual and the train a vehicle for the masses. There is often a need for caution as the individual will not always survive in a collision with the powerful collective. In other words, it's choose your battles on this day, right? Choose your battles and do that inner processing. Okay. So it on this day, at least on this full moon, it probably won't always work to be insisting that your individual needs should be considered. Because you know, at this moment in on this full moon, the collective or the family unit or the structure, the family structure in society has too much power at this moment, and it may be too much to take on, right? This is, you know, talking of a moment. I just kind of actually do want to look at James Burgess's interpretation of it too, because I kind of like his interpretations. Okay, so James Burgess says, anticipation of the irrefutable consequences of our imperfections. And the word integrity is coming to mind with this as well. Cancer Capricorn is very much about integrity as well. And so there may, looking at all the cards and the aspects and all of this kind of stuff, is that it, there's a feeling of before you kind of challenge everybody else or the family or the patriarchal structures or all those kind of things, there may be some areas where you need to admit to yourself that you've been not admitting that you might be out of integrity in places. We can always do better when we know better, right? So, anyway, that's kind of what I'm getting for that. One last thing, I do want to read Elias Lonsdale's interpretation of the Chandra symbol too. A trapdoor under a rug, getting lost and getting found, shadowed by self all the way, sent upon a cycle of radical externalization and almost being able to pull it off. Yet you are shadowed, haunted, bugged, and sabotaged by the strangest things. Fate speaks loud and clear and says, you are doing all this for a purpose, and your expression is pushing so far outward for good reason. But you must remember, get sobered and humbled. Be tripped up by what you don't see and won't let yourself feel. Superstitious and peripherally aware of just about everything. Concentrated upon self-intent with ferocious, striving insistency, needing to accomplish concrete external goals and needing to find them to be no longer and needing to find them to be no longer enough. Pursuing yourself beyond the immediate drama so that soul can restore wholeness. Just where that persona gets swept away by how easy and natural it is to fill your world with your own ideas and sensibilities. I'll let you take that in. I want to return to the chart because I realize I never stopped sharing it. And look at this Hecate. We're in a 7 year. We're just ending a 7 year. We're about to move into an 8 year, which is more stable, more infinite, more about power and balance, but also seizing power in its shadow. But we have a 7 degree Hecate. And I'm just going to stop the share while I talk about Hecate. To my mind, she has been journeying with a lot of the energies this year. I'm not kind of going to go back over time, but this Hecate retrograde, incidentally, she stations retrograde at 6:43 p.m. Eastern, and the full moon is at 7:33 p.m. So Hecate is also at a standstill on this full moon. She is the direction and way. And way shower. She is the one to call on. If you do altars, do something to Hecate. If you kind of journal, talk to Hecate, buy a picture of her like me, honor Hecate in some way. Hecate is one of those goddesses that she helps us kind of find wholeness. She kind of helps us find our direction. And so this is really important. Hecate is actually going to be at retrograde until April the 16th. Okay. So she went retrograde at 7 Virgo and will move all the way back to 23 Leo. And she journeyed with Venus in Venus's retrograde in Leo. And so Hecate goes back almost to the degree of the new Venus star point that was on August the 13th. Of course, we'll look more at that later, but she is asking us to review some pretty big stuff that we have been working on about leading with our heart, coming into our heart, putting our crown on, letting our light shine, and really kind of stepping into autonomy. Having Chiron and Hecate stationed right on the full moon, like less than an hour before and just about an hour afterwards, and Jupiter at a standstill as well. This is so, you may be triggered. Cancer is very triggered. So, my usual kind of remedy, self-care, excuse me, don't know what that is. Take yourself out of any emotionally challenging situations as soon as you can. Even if it's just to go, hey, I'm just going to go to the bathroom and sit in there for a while and do a grounding meditation in the bathroom or go for a walk or, cuddle a cat, just go quiet, go within and do think about your own part in it. But think as well, is this a good time to challenge everything? Perhaps not. Much love. I will see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe.